So did you watch the football game the other night and see Harry Connick Jr. singing the anthem?
I can't believe it. He is absolutely everywhere.
He really is. And he stopped off at CHFI in Toronto on Tuesday night, his very first stop in his Toronto tour. We were so pleased to sit down and talk with him. You were a little more thrilled even than I was, because it turns out that you and Harry had a thing going on.
I have a man crush on your voice. It's just, listen, I was like, it's unbelievable. You just make me sound like one of my daughters. Like, when I feel like it's just not, you know what I'm saying? It's not, that's what a man is supposed to sound like. And I just love it. And I love the idea of radio. I love the idea of curling up in your bed or driving in your car and there's somebody on the other side that's talking directly to you. And I love the idea of being that guy. That's so cool to me.
Gosh, and we talked about everything with Harry Connick Jr. You know, his new album, Your Songs,
yeah,
which is a lot of really, really great covers, beautiful arrangements. And his TV career, there was Will and Grace, of course, and Dancing with the Stars earlier this season.
And movie career, don't forget about the movie career, Independence Day, the most important movie ever made.
Oh, I knew you'd mention that one. And, of course, Hope Floats, Copycat, and way back when, it all started with a movie called Memphis Belle. So how did Harry get his chops in acting? Here's his story.
And Matthew Modine, the star of the show, came up to me and says, "Hey, man, do you want to be a movie star?" I said, yeah, I guess, man. That'd be really cool. He said, "Then come stand by me." I said, "Why?" He said, "Because I'm getting paid the most. So the camera's going to be on me, not you." He said, "If you go stand..." I said, "But I don't like those actors who do stuff when there's nothing to do." He said, "You don't have to do anything." He said, "Just stand next to me." So anytime there was a scene where before it had been blocked, I go stand right next to Matthew, you know?
We're talking with Harry Connick Jr., who stopped by CHFI on Tuesday night for a live performance for our listeners. It was such a great time.
He had no gray hairs, not one. I was looking. Mm-hmm. Not one. He's 42, just turned 42 the other day.
On Friday, yeah.
And no gray hair.
Well, with three daughters.
They're coming.
They are coming. In fact, he started talking about frozen hairs in all kinds of places when we were talking about the movie New in Town that he shot with Renee Zellweger. They shot that in Winnipeg.
If it were not for the incredible hospitality of the people in Winnipeg, I don't know how it's... I don't know how I could have survived. I don't know how people live there. We were there in January and February. And, you know, when you're talking about...
Whoa.
Well, you know, like, 10 degrees is cold. Right. Like, I live in New York now. 10 degrees is cold. This, you know, when it starts getting below 30, 40 below... I mean, I've never experienced anything like that.
Yeah, your nostrils aren't meant to freeze shut.
No, we had what we used to call them, nostricles.
Yeah.
And I had to wear a beard in this movie. You ever been in the cold weather? It's not attractive, man. It's terrible, man. Trying to be all sexy. You got Renee Zellweger looking at you, and you know, look like stalactites and stuff hanging from you.
From Winnipeg to beautiful New York City. And you know what? It turns out that Harry Connick Jr., if he'd wanted his daughters to meet the Jonas Brothers, you know, just should have stuck around Toronto this past week, because Wednesday, two of them were shopping in Holt Renfrew.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, can you imagine?
Maybe they were getting their hair cut where you do.
Oh, can you just imagine if one kid happened to pass by and look in and go, "Oh, my Lord."
And then just start screaming. So what was it like for Harry Connick Jr. to be able to arrange a meet for his daughter and the Jonas Brothers? Here's the story.
We were walking around downtown New York just by coincidence. There was a press event going on at an Apple store. So I went in and I said, "You know, what's going on?" He said, "Oh, the Jonas Brothers are here. Man, my oldest daughter almost died." She said, "Dad, can we go?" I said, "What do you mean, can we go? These people have been camped out here for like 2 days. I said, "We're not going to get in." She said, "Can we ask?" I said, "I'll try." You know, so I went up to the manager. I said, "Hey, man, what's the chances?" And he said, "Come on, man, we'll get you in." So here we are, after going to just to buy a battery, and she's sitting at the stage with the Jonas Brothers right there. She was about to die. And we met them afterwards, and they couldn't have been sweeter kids, man. I mean, they were so, they didn't know who in the hell I was. And they were, but somebody had told them. Because they were very, very kind and very respectful and couldn't have been sweeter. And you know how dead tired those kids must be after all of that? And each one of them put their arm around my little girl and took a picture with her. I have to give it up to them. I was really impressed. They've been raised right.
Harry Connick Jr., who visited CHFI earlier this week.